Time now for news from the KODI Newsroom.
For the Bighorn Radio Network, I'm Jordan McCamey. The Sheridan VA Healthcare System is pleased to announce that the Cody VA Clinic at 1432 Rumsey Avenue is now open to provide quality medical care to veterans. The clinic will be open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and the phone number is 307-587-4015. Enrolled veterans can call to schedule appointments. Veterans not currently enrolled are invited to call 1-866-822-6714 and press 4 to find out about enrollment. The Cody VA Clinic is part of the Sheridan VA Healthcare System, which has clinics throughout Wyoming. United States Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke announced today that Wyoming's energy and minerals production disbursements through the Interior Office of Natural Resources revenue totaled just over $669 million in fiscal year 2017. This represents an increase of nearly $5 million from the previous year's total. The funds are derived from energy and minerals produced on federal and Indian lands, as well as U.S. offshore areas. Under President Trump's American energy dominance agenda, we've increased energy funds by $1 billion nationally and by almost $5 million in Wyoming in our first year alone. That money goes right back to communities for things like public works projects, educational improvements, conservation and parks, and infrastructure upgrades, Secretary Zinke said. The last administration boasted about increased energy development, but neglected to mention that most of it was on private land, Senator Michael B. Enzi said. This increased energy production on federal land is a welcome development in my state. It was a huge positive impact on Wyomingites, but benefits our whole country and restores American energy dominance. All federal, non-renewable energy revenues are collected, accounted for, analyzed, audited, and dispersed by ONRR from energy and mineral leases and other monies owed for the use of public resources on the U.S. Outer Continental Shelf and onshore federal and American Indian lands. Since 1982, ONRR has dispersed more than $294 billion in mineral leasing revenues. ONRR makes most disbursements on a monthly basis from the royalties, rents, and bonuses it collects from energy and mineral companies operating on federal lands and waters. If you have a news tip or a news story for the Bighorn Radio Network, contact us at 307-578-5000 or email us at news@bhrnwy.com. For more news, sports, opinion, contests, and more, check out our website, mybighornbasin.com. That's mybighornbasin.com. For the Bighorn Radio Network, filling in for Wendy Corr, I'm Jordan McCamey.